That wasn't.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. You may be listening on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. Now, today on the show, I was supposed to have Lisa Nichols from The Secret. She's also the author of No Matter What, 9 Steps to Living the Life You Love. And there seems to be some difficulties, technical difficulties. So I do apologize. During the break, I'm going to play some music and I'm going to keep trying to get in touch with her and get this show rolling. If you are tuning in for the free tickets to Lisa Nichols, I will be giving them away at the end of the show. So whether we talk to Lisa today or not, I hope we do, because I've been promoting this so much, and I know a lot of people are tuned in today just to hear Lisa. So hopefully it'll all work out. Ask your angels to help me get this show on the road. But Lisa is coming to Vancouver. She's actually doing a Canadian tour right now. And she'll be in Toronto on, I believe, the 23rd of October, Calgary on the 28th, and in Vancouver on October 30th. She'll actually be in Burnaby at the Burnaby Delta Hotel and Conference Center near Metrotown. And there are tickets available. And I think they're $50 each if you buy two, and they're $65 if you just buy a single ticket. And you can get tickets online at newaspiration.com. There's also a link to that, I believe, in my classes section on my website, spiritualshow.com. You can always check out my site, spiritualshow.com, for the latest information about the show and to get involved. So thank you so much for listening. And again, I will be giving away a pair of free tickets to see Lisa Nichols live in Vancouver / Burnaby. So if you are listening in Vancouver, you're a local person, then keep your ears peeled for the cue to call. That'll be coming up. I think I'm going to give them away at the very end of the show, but you never know. So keep listening intently. So since Lisa is not on the line yet, I want to talk a little bit about what's been going on. As you know, I spend a lot of time on Twitter, and someone asked me the other day on Twitter, what is my religion? Because I have a show about spirituality, and so people automatically think, well, I must be religious. And I said, you know, my Mother Teresa says my religion is kindness. And I don't know, I kind of feel like my religion is love. And so I said that my religion is love. And then Surya, who was the musician who was on a couple weeks ago, sent me the link to this song that I can't believe I had never heard before. It's ridiculous that I'd never heard it. But I actually had to contact this person's publicist and make sure that I had permission to play his song over the internet because of, you know, licensing and copyright laws over the internet. And they gave me permission, which is so kind and generous. And so the song is Ziggy Marley, Love Is My Religion, and I want to share it with you here on Synchronicity.
Yeah.
Love is my religion. Love is my religion. I'll take you to the temple tonight. All my days I've been searching to find out what this life is worth. Through the books and Bibles of time, I've made up my mind. I don't condemn, I don't convert. This is a call.
calling, have you heard? Bring all the lovers to the fold. 'Cause no one is gonna lose their soul. Searching now, I found out what this life is worth. Yeah. Not in the books did I find, but by searching my mind. I don't condemn, I don't convert. This is the calling.
The CRTC is asking the public for comments as part of a nationwide review of campus and community radio. That review includes this station. We're asking that you let the CRTC know what local, nonprofit, volunteer-driven radio means to you and your community. Maybe you're a fan of community radio. Maybe you've donated. Or maybe you're a volunteer. Then please write to the CRTC and make sure you tell them you support the idea of stable funding for the sector. To submit your comments, visit the website crtc.notlong.com and look for review number 418, the review of campus and community radio. The last day for comments is Friday, October 16th.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and thank you so much for being with me today. Just before the break, I played a song by Surya. She was on the other day, and that was from, I believe that's from her fundraising album. So you can check her out at... Sorry, I'm just totally lost today. Lisa Nichols was supposed to be on the show and haven't heard from her, so I'm a little kerfuffled here. But you can find her on MySpace, Surya Sound, S-U-R-Y-A Sound. And she is just a beautiful person, beautiful woman, and a beautiful musician. So check her out, and she'll be releasing a fundraising CD for her temple. She's Buddhist, and it'll be helping people here as well as people in Tibet, I believe. So definitely check that out, and thank you for tuning in. So while I still do my very, very bestest to get in touch with Lisa, I'm going to play some more music. And we haven't heard from Kate Kohler in a while. She is a wonderful musician who has composed Lullabies for Grown-Ups, and this is from her Clouds album. And so I'm going to play, they're hard to pronounce, this is Cirrostratus by Kate Kohler here on Synchronicity. Thank you. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and we seem to have gotten in touch with Lisa Nichols. She has appeared, so we'll be back with more Synchronicity and with Lisa Nichols, who is coming to Vancouver on October 30th here on Synchronicity. Back in a sec.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Ska music, you make me dance all night.
Ska music, you're alright.
One, two!
Ska team, scenic drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a Big Sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. And we have Lisa Nichols on the line. She is from the movie The Secret and author of No Matter What, 9 Steps to Living the Life You Love. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your patience. I'm in transit, and you know technology, it works wonderful when it works.
Well, I'm so glad you could be with us for the second half of the show. Thank you, Lisa. So I'll just jump right in since we don't have a lot of time left. But you are doing a Canada-wide tour right now and speaking in Toronto, Calgary, and Vancouver. And
yes.
So this is it's like a tour for specifically for women, correct?
Actually, it's for women and men, but with a message for both women and men. But yes, we're all focusing on empowering women, teaching women how to stand and stay in your power, how to move through times like this, you know, with peace and grace, how to become laser focused on the next season of your life, and how to stay no matter what, how to take on a no matter what mindset, push past your limiting beliefs, push past those fear-based conversations that have a tendency to drive us, and really step and stay in our power. So I'm excited for the women of Canada and the people of Canada.
Awesome. So do you have any advice for times like this when there's technical difficulties? I was ready to cry, Lisa.
Oh, no. You know, it's to say no matter what, to say make it happen, to know that, you know, that we get to at some point rise above the circumstance. You know, to me, I say when you say no matter what, you know, you remove every other option off the table. And I couldn't get a line out, and no one can get a line into me, but I'm like, no matter what. So I have 2 people in the call with me, and I was going to use anyone's phone that could get to you. So I'm glad that we got to be together.
Well, don't thank you.
Yes, and I hope to see you in Vancouver.
Yes, I will be there, and so will 2 lucky listeners.
Wonderful. Well, I can tell you, for the listeners that come, get ready to be transformed. When I tell you, this evening together is one of those rocket booster evenings where you begin to release the things, the worries, the doubts, the concerns, the fears, all of those things that are holding you back, and you begin to step into another sense of power. When we did the United States tour just kind of throughout the United States and going around, it was just so incredible, the results. People said, I got more laser focus. I got, you know, I recommitted to my relationship in a new way. I was able to find the employment that I wanted. My children are getting along better. When I tell you, we're going to take you through some experiences that night, it's not just conversation. I actually will do some experiential learning with you, which means you'll do some things in that room that will help to create the shift that you're looking for. And so it's just transformational. I encourage everyone who's listening, make it a priority to be with us. Make it a priority for yourself, really for yourself. If you said 2009 is my year and I need to make it happen, and I need to make it happen before the year is over, then come join us. Allow me to support you with that.
Awesome. So that's going to be in Toronto on October 23rd, Calgary on October 28th, and here in Vancouver on October 30th. And keep listening. At the very end of the show, I'm going to give away a pair of free tickets. But I want to see a packed house in Vancouver. It's actually in Burnaby, but I want to see a packed house because it's so important that when speakers come to Vancouver that we fill the house, because, you know, this is a rare opportunity to have you here in Canada. I mean, you do most of your touring in the States.
Yes, well, I do international touring, but of course not as much. And I'm about to start the Lisa Nichols Show in December on WeTV, Women's Entertainment Television. It premieres on December 8th. And so once I start doing television, it'll be a little more challenging to travel. So you're absolutely right. Come out. If you're in Vancouver, you have family in Toronto, you have family in Calgary, send them out so that they can be inspired, encouraged. And really, it can be one of those defining moments where your life just takes a shift. You have no idea what can happen unless you come out. And you're absolutely right. I don't get to Canada nearly enough. Canada is so wonderful to me. When I come, people are there. They're there in the groves. They're there with love. Canada has been one of my favorite places to play. And so I hope that if you're listening, if you know someone who can use some inspiration, if you can use some inspiration, some extra juice, you know, some extra love, some extra encouragement, and some valuable content, then please come out and join us.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, Lisa, I want to ask you now, you have a history of abuse and you've even spent a night in jail. And, you know, why is it that some people who've grown up with abuse end up to be Lisa Nichols or Oprah Winfrey and other people can barely function daily? What's the difference?
You know, I won't minimize it to one statement, but I will tell you this, that throughout my entire journey, getting to this point wasn't an option. So when I talk in the book about no matter what, and no matter what is not just a sexy phrase or a cliche, it really is a mindset, it's a choice. So when I spent 27 hours in jail, my success, my getting to this point was still non-negotiable. When I was choked until I passed out by my then fiance, when I came conscious, I didn't waver on who I had decided to become. So when you ask what's the difference, I would say there are a number of different factors, but one of the underlying factors, the soil, you know, the fertilizer, and with someone like me or Oprah Winfrey, and thank you for putting us in the same sentence, I'm grateful, and someone like Martin Luther King, is that our goals are non-negotiable. We took any other option off the table other than hitting that mark. We said no matter what. So you can throw anything at us. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to measure my success based on my level of drama. I'm not going to measure what I'm worthy of based on what I've gone through. What I'm worthy of is non-negotiable, and I'm going after that. I'm going after peace. I'm going after bliss. I'm going after financial freedom. I'm going after physical, you know, healthiness, no matter what. So you can throw anything at us. We said no matter what. So what I love about that, though, is that anyone listening to my voice right now, you can begin to take the steps to take on a no matter what mindset, because until you do, it's still negotiable at some level. It says, I really want that goal until it really gets hard or until it's too much for me to deal with. When you make it non-negotiable, you say, I'm going after it, and I'm willing to deal with my demons. I'm willing to get back up. I'm willing to crawl, walk, or run, but I'm going after it. And so I think it starts with a decision, a crazy decision rooted in your gut. And sometimes we need help getting back to that type of conviction, which is why I'm coming to Canada.
Awesome, awesome. Well, there's 9 steps to living the life you want in your book. Can we quickly go over what the 9 steps are?
Yes, we can go over what the 9 steps are in the book. One of the things that I did was I wanted to, I call them muscles because immediately I wanted people to understand that you need to build these muscles. These are not just statements. This is something you need to build. So the first one is your understanding muscle, your ability to see the gift that may have come wrapped in sandpaper, I like to say. The second is your faith in myself muscle, being willing to be your best cheerleader, pressing stop on your negative self-talk. And pressing play on your powerful. But you got to press stop on your negative self-talk. And then the third muscle is your take action muscle. Most of us talk about the life we love, we think about the life we love, and we, you know, we plan the life we love, but we are not in action about it, and it's time for us to get in action. And then the next muscle is your I know like I know like I know muscle. And that muscle is so important because that's the muscle that allows you to walk through murky times like this. When you can't quite see the outcome that you want, you just have to know it's there, and your job is to keep moving until you get to it. And so that's your I know like I know muscle. And then the next muscle is your honesty muscle. And I'm not saying, like, tell the truth. I'm saying tell the truth out loud even when it hurts. That truth that you just mentioned, me spending the night in jail. I'd never told that story before, and I realized if I'm going to go to the next level, I need to not be ashamed of any part of my past. Cut the shackles attached to shame, blame, guilt, regret, and anger, and just say, this is my journey. This is my story, and I'm okay with it because I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm enough. The next muscle is your say yes muscle, and that's the ability to say yes to the bigger things. You know, the things that make your knees knock and your teeth chatter, the things that make you get a little nervous. I got it. The things that make you get a little nervous, the things that say, oh, my God, can I be that person? Can I do that thing? Can I play that big? And I got to tell you, I said yes plenty of times with my knees knocking and my teeth chattering. I said yes to chicken soup with my knees knocking and my teeth chattering. I said yes to The Secret with my knees knocking and my teeth chattering. Why? Because I didn't quite understand exactly what I was saying yes to, but I knew I was saying yes to something bigger than me. The next muscle is your determination muscle, and that's being willing to get to your mountaintop no matter what, doing whatever it takes. Some days you're going to run, some days you're going to walk, and some days you're going to crawl, but just keep moving. You can move like an eagle, soar through the air. You can move like a snail. It doesn't matter. Determination is saying, I'm going to keep moving. Then the next one is one of the most precious ones. That's your forgiveness muscle, flexing your forgiveness muscle. That's giving yourself permission to evict any anger, any resentment that's in your body so that it doesn't take up that precious real estate in your heart and soul, so that you realize that forgiveness has nothing to do with the other person. You're not pardoning their behavior. You're not approving their behavior. You're not condoning it. You're not making them right. Forgiving is saying, I want all of me available for my next season. I want all of me available for my next blessing. And so I need to release and let go. And then your highest choice muscle. Sometimes we get so consumed looking at the details of how we're going to do it that we forget to look up at the horizon as to what we want our legacy to say, what we want our life statement to say, what we want our what we want the story about our life to say. And so those are the nine muscles.
Awesome. So you mentioned in that you were scared to do The Secret, but you went and did it anyway.
Yes.
So how did you go from being a single mom, just starting out with your own business, to becoming Lisa Nichols on The Secret, traveling around the world? How did that come about?
You know, what's funny is that I've been interviewed about 94 times in the last 14 weeks. And that's one of the most consistent questions. And there wasn't a moment in time, there wasn't a, I got the big break. You know, we all are looking for the big break. It wasn't like that. It was, as a single mom, I just put my elbows up and my chin down, and I just worked really hard. And I know this is going to sound kind of cliche-ish, but I really did take every other option off the table. I didn't know it would be The Secret. I didn't know it would be Oprah, but I did know that it was going to be helping and inspiring millions. Because that was the only option I gave myself. I want to help and inspire millions. I may do it 10 at a time, and it may take me the next 50 years, but I'm going to do it. And so, I it's that story of what you do. I got up every day. I kept looking for the light instead of the dark. I kept looking for what was possible instead of what wasn't possible. I just kept getting up and kept doing it. And do you know, when they called me for The Secret, and I was at an event, she said, we really would like for you to do it. I kind of looked up and said, really, me? And she said, yeah, I heard about your work. Well, what happened was I was busy producing results in the world, not trying to get on the next Secret. I was busy transforming lives and working with teenagers and working with, you know, adults and working with hurt women and working with lost men and working with entrepreneurs. so much so that my results preceded me. And when they began to look for people for The Secret, they already had me on the list.
That's so awesome. So I think the moral of that is not, because I noticed a lot of people are working so hard to get noticed.
Right.
And that's
right.
Like they're,
right.
Oh, my dream is to be on Oprah.
Right.
And it's like,
right.
No, you get on Oprah by.
Right. Oh, you got it. Oh, my God. That's so it. I tell people, if your goal is to get on Oprah, it's going to be very empty. Because once you did it, now what? Now what? When Oprah's team called me, it was so funny. I was so busy working on a workshop for about 250 teenagers. I was really working to make it a great workshop. And that when they called, they said, hi, Mr. This is Harpo, Inc. And I said, Harpo. That sounds familiar. She said, Oprah? I said, oh, yeah. Oprah, how are you doing? and that wasn't to play them down or anything, but it really was, I was busy really doing the work. I was busy making the work happen. And so, you know, everyone's waiting on that Oprah call. But when I got the Oprah call, I had to kind of go, okay, because it didn't fit inside my program or what I was doing that weekend.
So you had to reschedule Oprah?
I didn't reschedule them. Thank God they wanted me to come on in 7 days because I probably would have said, is there another time? Or maybe not. Maybe would have squeezed some things around. But in terms of being focused on waiting on the Oprah call, no. And I love what you said. Be busy serving people. Be busy transforming lives. Get busy doing what you're great at, doing what you're passionate about, doing what you love, or doing what you're good at. Get busy in service, because service is going to attract attention. When you move for attention, you're not going to attract attention. You're going to attract resistance. You're going to attract chaos. You're going to attract, you know, I can't get it soon enough, fast enough. That's because you're not supposed to pursue the marketing. You're supposed to do the good deed, and the deed will go noticed. It won't go unnoticed. It'll go noticed. People ask me, how is it that your life looks like this? I said, because as of June of 2008, we have transformed the life of my company of over 210,000 teens. We've prevented on record over 3,053 teen suicides. No one ever knows about that work, because that's not the secret. But I believe that that energy has gone out in the universe, that the work I do in the gymnasiums and the work I do in the church basements and the work I do in the psychology rooms of the high schools that no one ever sees, where there are no lights and cameras, that work sends out a great energy. That work sends out a great piece of service that then calls The Secret to me, then calls Oprah, then calls Larry King. And so I believe it. Yeah, you're right. You want to attract people in your life. You want to attract the accolades. Go out and do the good work.
That I couldn't have said it better myself. And so you talk a lot about action, which is awesome, because a lot of people who have seen the movie The Secret get the idea in their head that all they have to do is wish and hope for what they want and think nice fluffy thoughts and it will come. And that's part of it, but that's not the whole package.
Oh my God, that's so not the whole package. I was just on a talk show the other night where this woman didn't believe in positive thinking, and her position was positive thinking is a hoax, and people say think positive, just dream about it, and it'll manifest. And I was supposed to be on the show as an opposition to her, and they were ready. They kind of set her up and had her talk, and then they set me up with, Lisa, what do you disagree with? And I think I kind of diffused the whole debate, because I said, well, actually, there's some parts, while I do disagree, there's some parts that I agree with what she said. I said, it's not enough to set your intention. You have to set your intention so you visualize what you want. You get clear on what you want. I knew I wanted to transform lives. I knew I wanted to heal, encourage, and inspire people. And then you have to get into action. You have to get into action. You set a goal, and then you set some big milestones to let you know that you're on route to that goal. Then you set a bunch of little action steps to get you to the milestone so that the milestones can get you to the goals. You have to be busy about what you say you want to produce in the world. I say the law of attraction is great, but it's not until the law of attraction meets the law of no matter what. And no matter what is when you are committed and dedicated to action with whomever, wherever, however. When you're tired, you get up early, you go to bed late, you do whatever you have to do to make it happen, because you said no matter what. It's when those two laws are working in tandem with one another that life begins to transform.
Awesome. So, Lisa, we just have a few more minutes left in the show. I want to ask, because I think it's really important, about the section of your book, I Am Not Alone, because I think what holds a lot of people back in achieving their goals is that feeling of aloneness and not, like, nobody knows what I'm going through type of feelings. So what do you have to say about that?
Well, the number one reason for depression is that people feel alone. That's the number one reason for depression. And there's so many undiagnosed states of depression. So that's the largest diagnosis is depression. And many, many people are not diagnosed with it. And the number one reason why they feel depressed is that they feel alone. And the number one reason, unfortunately, that people commit suicide is that they feel alone. No one gets them. And so I put those boxes in that book, in No Matter What, because I wanted people to understand wherever you are, you are not alone. If there's one thing you're going to get out of this book. And what I love is that when people come together in Vancouver, they come together in Toronto and Calgary, people are going to bring their books for me to autograph. And I'm going to say, how many of you guys checked two boxes on this one? And then when they raise their hand, I'm going to have them look around the room at the other hands that are up. And if you don't want to raise your hand, you don't have to. But what the loveliness that happens there is that we get to see we're all in one community, that even the most powerful people you think have doubts. We have worries. We're figuring it out. We've gotten it all wrong before we got it all right. And when we get to see we're not alone, then we can become a community of moving forward, a community of healing, a community of progression, a community of just possibility. I think that when I know I'm in a space with someone else, you don't have to carry my burden, and I'm not going to carry yours, but there's just this feeling of village, of camaraderie, when I know I'm not in it by myself. So that was very important for me. My publishers didn't quite understand those boxes. They didn't get it, and I was okay for them not to get it. I wanted my readers to understand it and feel. And I've gotten such great feedback on, man, those boxes are really cool. But one thing happens is they don't want people to read their books because they don't want anyone else to see the boxes they check. So people are going out and saying, I got to get another book for my mom because I don't want her to see my boxes, which is good. I mean, it's your own personal navigation to see where am I as it relates to this. And so, you know, I just believe I spent a lot of my life around people, but I felt alone. So I wanted to create a community where we know that we have company.
Wonderful. Awesome. So it looks like we have a call on the line. Can we take a call from a listener?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hi, CITR. You're on the air. We'll have to make it quick.
I'm sorry. I was calling for Lisa Nichols.
Yeah. Go ahead. Oh. What's your question?
Okay, I was just really excited about the show in Vancouver and just wanted to get an overview of what you might be speaking about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So tell me your name.
It's Leanne.
Leanne. Leanne, I'm going to, that evening, I'm going to talk about how to break past any limiting beliefs you have. I'm going to talk about what does it mean to step into the next level of your life. Most of us are playing at 70%. And what I know is that we want to play at 100%. So I'm going to decrease that margin so that you can fill in that other 30%. Another thing I'm going to do that night is really allow you to look at some of the thoughts that cause you to get still, not move forward as fast, not move forward as much, and allow you to begin to overcome that. I'm also going to put you in an exercise that will make you feel as if you have left the floor, make you feel as if you are elevated. When I say that, it's such a heightened sense of experience in terms of accelerated energy, accelerated results, accelerated excitement. And then I have this other exercise that I do where I have you do it with some of the people that are in the room so that you feel this sense of support, this sense of community, this sense of power. There's so much that's going to go on. Most of it I can't even explain to you because it would sound so incredible that you probably wouldn't even get it in this short period of time that we have. But what I can tell you this is at the end of the night you come to me, and you let me know if you have had a transformation, and I believe you will. I believe in everything in my soul. You would have had a breakthrough that night, and that's what we're going for. We're going to produce breakthroughs.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Can't wait.
Looking forward to seeing you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling in. I love breakthroughs. Whoops. Sorry about that. I love breakthrough evenings, and it's great when you go to see a speaker and you're totally transformed, and it sounds like that's what it's going to be. So Toronto on October 23rd, Calgary on October 28th, and in Vancouver on October 30th. And I have free tickets to give away at the end of the show, which is just in a couple of minutes here. So, Lisa, we've got just about a minute left in the show. Is there anything that you'd like to leave our listeners with? Thank you, first of all, for being here. And I know it was a little rough getting started, but I'm so glad that we had a chance to speak.
Absolutely. And I want to ask if I don't have, because I'm driving, I don't have the website. If you can offer the website as well. The last thing I want to say is the rest of your life, the first day of the rest of your life begins today. And when I come to Canada, the first day of the rest of your life and the first day of the best part of your life will begin when we come together. I can guarantee you that. My life is a result of one breakthrough after another. And in Canada, in all three of those cities, we're going to have one breakthrough after another. And it begins with you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to seeing you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. What's the website again? Just so I'll know.
It's newaspiration.com.
Newaspirations.com. Yes, I've been sending that out to all of my friends. I'm looking forward to seeing my friends that I've seen before in Canada come up and hug me, remind me that we've been together before. And I'm looking forward to meeting all of my new friends. There's a positive energy that's waiting to wrap around you. And I'm excited to wrap you in my arms, hug you, love you, and inspire you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Lisa. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you. You as well. Looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you. So that was Lisa Nichols from the movie The Secret. She is the author of the book No Matter What, 9 Steps to Living the Life You Love, and she is doing a Canada-wide tour. So if you want to get tickets for that, you can go to newaspiration.com for Calgary, Vancouver, or Toronto, and I also have tickets. So I'm just wrapping up the show now. The first person who gets through and calls me here, remember, please be in Vancouver or the Lower Mainland. I'm going to be mailing the tickets to you, so I want to make sure you're definitely going to come to the event. Vancouver, October 30th is the Vancouver event in Burnaby. I believe it starts around 7 o'clock in the evening. So if you want free tickets for that, be the first person to call 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Marie, and this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Next week, soul sound musician Stuart St. John. I'm here every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific, and you can check out past shows on podcast at spiritualshow.com and CITR.ca. Up next, Scotty's Scenic Drive on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.